USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At this time, we're going to cancel today's event. Does not mean we won't come back, but we do have a situation whereby the vice president was recalled back to Washington.
Those comments come Tuesday as Vice President Mike Pence was set to speak in Salem, New Hampshire this afternoon, but organizers told the crowd he had to go back to Washington, D.C. for an emergency. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating Sunday morning's plane crash at Addison Airport outside of Dallas, Texas, where 10 people, including two children, died. Dr. Jennifer Roddy, lead investigator for the NTSB, discussed the possibility of engine failure.
Both engines were recovered from the airframe yesterday. Both propeller assemblies were recovered from the accident scene yesterday, and they're now in a secure hangar.
The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team continues World Cup action on Tuesday as they face England in the semifinals in France. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, and I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Another White House official is moving to the president's reelection team. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington,
White House Senior Advisor for Communications Mercedes Schlapp taking a new job advising the Trump campaign. She's the latest administration official to cross over to the re-election effort ahead of the 2020 contest. Schlapp joined the White House in September of 2017 as a Senior Advisor for Strategic Communications. Campaign officials say that she will be helping with both strategy and Latino outreach thanks to her bilingual capabilities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In other campaign news, on the Democratic side of the aisle, Bernie Sanders will be taking part in an ice cream social in Iowa on Tuesday, and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper's senior staff members are urging him to withdraw from the presidential race gracefully and run for Colorado's Senate seat or pursue other opportunities in government. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On Monday, Democrats such as Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez toured border detention facilities down on the U.S.-Mexico border. After touring the facilities, Ocasio-Cortez says that the Border Patrol agents were putting illegal aliens in cramped conditions, giving them poor quality food, and forcing them to drink out of toilets. Robert Perez is the deputy commissioner for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He responds to the allegations on Fox News.
I can tell you with the utmost confidence that the migrants, anyone and everyone in our custody at all of our facilities have ready access to fresh water. They have access to consumables. And the standards that we apply to make sure that on a recurring and very timed basis that not only they have access to the types of consumables and fresh water that they would need, but even in between, if they make those requests, that our agents and officers are at the ready to provide those types of requests to them. And I've never heard in 26 years of being in this business ever heard of that type of allegation being made. Nevertheless, I think I have to emphasize, just like any other allegation of misconduct, if there is an allegation made of some sort of misconduct made by one of our agents or officers, we take those allegations very, very seriously.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.